We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is Coach Q there? I see his name is up on the caller ID, so he must be calling from home or his cell phone.
I like the pleasure
of this new phone system. I'm excited to talk to Coach Q, yeah, and a little nervous, too.
Nervous?
Very manly man, it seems like.
Yeah, just don't come with the foolishness, man. It'll be fine.
It's kind of my personality is the foolishness.
I don't got your back if he hit you.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Joel Quenneville is the new head coach of the Panthers. They opened the season last night with a loss in Tampa. We all watched the game together. Yeah. And they have a chance to get it back tomorrow night at the friendly confines of the BB&T Center. Hopefully that place is packed for the beginning of what many of us hope will be a great season. And with Coach Q, they're three-time Stanley Cup champion. That is unheard of. And so a lot of us, you know, me and Crowder included, who have done a number of live broadcasts from the BB&T and will again this season, a lot of us are hoping Coach Q is exactly what this franchise needed, and he is with us right now. Hello, Coach.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm scared of you. I'm just gonna come out and say it. You scare me from head to toe. You look very serious.
No way.
Is your personality default serious? No jokes.
We can have fun at times. I think it's all timing. Obviously, you have way more fun when you win, and so it's been. It's been fine here. I think it's been a good camp. We've had a tough loss last night, but we did a lot of good things. We're trying to be positive going into tomorrow's game, knowing that we got to be better, but we're certainly some good things to build off of. But I think that there's a time to lighten things up a little bit, and knowing that, hey, we want to make sure that there's times when we have to be serious and do things the right way. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we compete, we lay it all out on the line. There's times when we should enjoy the situation and the game.
Well, I will tell you, as Panthers fans, because this is, I mean, you're coming from Chicago. We haven't spoken to you since you took the Panthers job, and we've been excited to do so. I grew up in Chicago. You know, I came to University of Miami in 87, but I grew up in Chicago. We had season tickets to the Blackhawks for a long time, but back in the day of, you know, Dennis Savard and Murray Bannerman and Tony Esposito. And Crowder's looking at me like I'm crazy. But Chicago, that's a hockey hotbed. Did you have any reservations coming to coach in South Florida? Because it's been a pretty lukewarm hockey market.
Well, it's been a situation when we went to Chicago. Chicago had some a real tough stretch there. I mean, they had some really good teams there for a while there. And then prior to getting ready to go into Chicago, that team was sitting on go, but they had some tough years there. And, obviously the support's been tremendous since then. And then here, I think that, you look at some of the franchises that are in the South and, down out West and, you might not be traditional hockey markets, but, you win, people are going to come and they love the game. It's a great sport. The league's competitive every night. The games are on the line. They're thrilling. There's a lot going on in the course of a game, and I think that the entertainment is terrific. So it's a lot of Canadians down here, a lot of people from all up New York and that area here. They all like hockey as well. So it was new environment down here. It's nice. You look outside, you see the wind blowing through the palm trees, and it's sunny, and it's a different climate as opposed to being bundling up in Chicago. It's all new. Eastern Conference is new. But we walked into a real busy, and I say, shouldn't say busy, and more so a competitive and a tough division. But we're looking forward to that challenge, and we've got a lot of good things to be excited about. And we think that there's balance to our team, and let's come ready to work in this environment and take advantage of a great setting.
Just talking about Chicago for a second, what's the best part? Is it the deep dish pizza? Because Crowder and I have had this discussion before. I'm a deep dish pizza guy. He doesn't know what the hubbub is. Where do you stand on that, Coach Q?
I think the deep dish is kind of overrated.
What?
Like
there we go. What? I mean, sorry, sir. I see it your
pizza.
Way.
I love pizza. I mean, I just deep. Hey, there's lots of options there. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You didn't say that when you were coach of the Blackhawks. You couldn't say that. That would be heresy.
Well, no, they got every kind of different kind of pizza. I mean, everybody likes their own kind of pizza or what they want on it. So, we'd have our places where we went for pizza pretty regularly. So it was all good.
Yeah, Coach. Ditka's paddle steak is way better than any pizza you could make in Chicago when we were up there. That Ditka's got some steaks to it. But, Coach, what was the – because your pedigree speaks for itself. You know, Hawk was talking about it, 3 Stanley Cups. Like, what was your decision, you know, the process of coming down here? Ekblad, Huberdeau, Trocheck, you had a lot of young stars, but what was that process for you deciding to become the head coach of the Panthers?
Well, you got Barkov, too. You got some young players that look like they're ready to win. You know, there's a lot of talent here, and I think that they've been close the last couple of years and learning how to play the right way and then finding a way to win and putting stretches together over the course of the season that can put you in a playoff spot is what it's all about. And, you know, this is a team that has some high-end talent that, you know, you get them in a playoff environment, then you find out about the team and the top guys and are they good enough to make guys around them better, which we feel they are. So it's one of these situations where, you know, we're on that cusp of finding out about going to the next level and being a playoff team. And that's where we want to get to. And knowing the different challenges, every team's got their own little things that they worry about to get them over get you over the top. But we feel here that we're very close to being that team. And then when we get you find a way to get in the playoffs, then that's when all the fun begins. So that's what we're looking to do. We feel we have the pieces that can win. We got we got Bob in the net. I think that was a good signing as well. So there's some good things here that in all areas. I think we got better balance in our lineup, and that depth's going to be important as we go along here. And being a 4-line team can keep us in every game and find a way to get points in those games. Last night was disappointing when we had the game on the line 2-2. We tied it up with a shorthanded goal. Those are the kind of games that you got to find a way to get 1 or 2 points in that game. And so that's one that hopefully we can learn from and find ways to make sure we nail it.
Man, we were watching last night. We were at Funky Buddha Brewery, and when you guys tied it on that shorthanded goal, place erupts, and then that lasted for about 30 seconds, and then everybody was sad again. Joel Quenneville is with us, head coach of the Panthers. So what would satisfy you as head coach of the Panthers this season? You mentioned Bobrovsky, so we've got a top goaltender now in the net. You've got real legit talent on the ice. What would satisfy you in year one?
Well, we want to make the playoffs, and making the playoffs is in our division is going to be a great accomplishment. The regular season's almost like playoff hockey now because there's 31 teams all think they're good enough to get in, and that'll play out accordingly. But that's our motivation, that's our goal, and whether we need to keep the puck out of our net, whether we need our power play, we need our penalty killing, we need 4 lines, we need everything. But we'll need everybody over the course of the season to make a big contribution. And but that's our motivation, and that's what we're shooting for, and that's what we're looking to do.
Coach Q, you played the Lightning the last 3 preseason games, and then you start the season with them. We were talking about it a week ago. I don't – like that confused me a little bit. Is there disadvantages or advantages to playing a team that many times preseason heading into the season?
Well, I'll say we got one more to go, so we'll see. I know that it's new to me, and I think they've done it. They've done it in the past. I guess that's kind of like what playoffs are all about. And so we got a great test right out of the gate, knowing we got the best team in hockey. And so that's a good measuring stick, knowing that we have to be as good as we can possibly be game in, game out. But these are the ones that counted last night going forward to tomorrow. This is what we've aimed for. We had a good off season to target this date, and tomorrow at home, we're looking to take advantage of home ice and the crowd and get off to a positive start in that area. So it's a situation where, I think that, the familiarity, you get a little bit, whether it creates animosity or intensity or a rivalry. I think Tampa, a lot of teams shoot at Tampa as being a rival and then try to beat them. So it's a challenge for us going into tomorrow's game that we welcome. And, Now we won't see him for a few days after we play him tomorrow, but let's get excited about it and welcome what we got going ahead of us tomorrow.
Yeah, I said it earlier. I hope that place is packed. We talked with Moeller yesterday. He said at least 16,000 tomorrow night at the BB&T Center. So I hope it's a raucous Panthers crowd for the beginning of the Coach Q era. And what message do you have for, you know, hockey fans that are listening right now, the 16,000 plus that'll be there tomorrow night, the thousands more watching on TV or listening to radio? What, you know, what can Panthers fans expect out of a Coach Q coach team?
Well, we want to be hard to play against. We want to make sure that we got a mindset how we play without the puck. But we want to have the puck, and we want to keep it. We want to play a pressure game. We don't want to give the other team time and space to keep it. So let's make sure we check well and keep the puck, because we think we got a lot of guys offensively that could do some things with it. But let's be active. Let's be. Let's not give them any time. Let's be harder to play against, and that's kind of what we have. But I think we want to make sure that we always tell our team the simple and direct is the best approach.
All right. Now, all the hockey stuff is out of the way. Quickly, the nonsense stuff. And it's not nonsense. We want to get to know you because you're new to our city and we're Panthers fans and we haven't spoken with you yet. So, Joel Quenneville, favorite movie of all time?
Oh, favorite movie of all time. Wow, we're going back here, way back. I mean, we're all time. Oh, what?
I mean, something you can't, like, if it's on, you have to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't watch many movies anymore. Favorite movie of all time.
You ever see Fargo?
Which one?
Fargo. You ever see Fargo?
Fargo. No.
Oh, I think you look like the father-in-law in Fargo. Tell me that I'm wrong, Crowder.
Okay. They favor.
Yeah, they favor.
I don't want to upset
so you
Coach
don't,
Q.
You don't have, like, a just, like, a go-to all-time favorite movie?
Caddyshack.
Oh, all right, now we're connecting. There you go. I mean, that's it. Now, you wouldn't have expected that from Coach Q, right? Because that's a silly movie. That's a comedy.
I would have bet money on a hockey movie.
Right, Caddyshack.
I could have said Slapshot.
Right.
I could have said Slapshot.
Yeah, which is an easy go-to for anybody involved in hockey, right? Wow,
right,
Caddyshack.
Right.
That is,
but there's some good lines, though. There's some good lines.
That's excellent. What's the last concert that you've seen?
Oh, last concert. Good question. I don't know if it was the Eagles or Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh and might have been Joe Walsh and Bad Company.
He's a rocker.
I think it was the Eagles.
All right, so you're a rock and roll guy.
Yeah, I like rock and roll.
All right.
We're supposed to go to the Stones in Miami there, and it got changed, so we missed that show.
Look at that. You wear concert T-shirts around the facility and stuff?
Sometimes, not very often. Yeah.
Will you drop $40 or $50 on a concert T-shirt when you're at the concert?
I could, yeah. Depending on who it was, yeah.
All right, I'm just checking. Coach Q, Panthers head coach. What about TV? You strike me as the kind of guy that doesn't watch a lot of TV.
Well, hockey, horse racing, what else?
Oh, horse racing. All right, now I'm connecting here with Caddyshack and horse racing. So
do you still own a horse?
I've invested in horses in the last few years. I'm very – and I used to – I mean, I grew up going to Arlington Park, as he would know very well, having been in Chicago for so long.
Okay.
So you watch TVG, I'm guessing? Are you watching horse racing all the time?
Yeah, TVG, TVG 2 or – yeah.
Oh, I love that. This is the greatest coach in South Florida history. You've just supplanted Don Shula as the greatest coach in South Florida history, and your record down here is 0-1.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of work to do.
Joel Quenneville, we wish you luck, and hopefully you'll come on the show every now and then. We really are. Crowder and I both are big Panthers fans.
Yeah.
We come out to a lot of games, and rooting for you this season and for the Panthers to make the playoffs, because it is nothing like playoff hockey, and that one Stanley Cup season down here was a season that a lot of South Floridians will never forget. So we're hoping you're the guy that leads us back.
Well, happy to be a part of it. Look forward to seeing you guys at the games.
Sounds good. Sure. Thank you, Coach Q.
My pleasure. Thanks.
There you go. Were you nervous that I was going to say love you at the end?
You slunked off.
Slunked off.
I was waiting for it.
You would have cringed. Right?
Oh, goodness.
He was good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got a good personality. And by the way, to be successful in Chicago – for that long, three Stanley Cups. Like, you're dealing with the media on a regular basis. I think he's going to be a great face and voice for the Florida Panthers. I do. I think it is just an inspired hire.
And what he was talking about, like, he was saying they had a lot of work to do. Like, I know I'm trying to implement my system. We want to play faster, but everything's still growing. We're still maturing these guys into the new system. So I believe in them. Like we talked about earlier, the third period was bad, but those first two were good hockey. So I hope they get that going, but I believe in Coach. He got a switch, too. You know he got that switch.
He said, like, yo, yeah, I'm not rough and gruff. Trust me. That team does not want to be on Coach Q's bad side if things went off the rails.
He's like, run his head through a locker before.
He's run someone else's head through a locker before.
He's did it a locker before, I guarantee.
Well, I think he's going to be a very good addition for the Florida Panthers. And again, I think this is the one thing where you look, that's the one thing they've lacked, right, is the head coaching pedigree. Not that Gerard Gallant has not turned out to be something special in Vegas, but – man, to you know, how many times have we said with the Panthers, young guys, and they're not that young anymore. Mm-mm. But you need somebody, I think, with that type of pedigree that can get things rolling. So very excited for him.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.